Yeah, well,
you know, you can only do so much.
I mean, we try to prevent every single problem that you can occur afterwards, but you know, at the same time, I don't know what was going through Tyler's mind, unfortunately, and you know, I don't know how it could have been prevented, if it could have been prevented. And so, you know, we always want our guys to be smart with their money, and we set up plans for them to be able to have some benefits later. And obviously, you know, if there is any sort of injury that needs to be taken care of, we try to help with that. But you know, who knows? I wish there could be something to be said where, say, you know, I know exactly what he was thinking, but I don't know exactly what he was thinking.
Mark, every once in a while these things do happen around the league, but when it hits your locker room, does it hurt, even obviously hurts more, but does it almost become more real when it hits somebody you knew?
It definitely does, and you know, I think that a lot of guys bounce around teams, obviously, and are in different locker rooms, and so they have relationships with certain people or know someone who knows someone, but you know, when it hits home close to a friend, you know, doesn't even necessarily teammate, when it hits close to a friend, it just it stops you. It stops you in your tracks and makes you really really wonder if there's anything that could have been done to help save them. And that's the hardest part, I think, because when it happens in your circle, you wish that guy was still in your circle, and you'd do anything to get him back there. So you know, it was a tragedy. It is a tragedy, and I cannot explain how saddened I am by his loss and his loss of hope, because I think that's probably what had happened.